Right. That's Kirsty. Now, who's next on the list? Oh, Phyllis. What shall we get her? Oh, aren't these statuettes nice?
I'd rather we got her something useful. She's got enough rubbish in that flat already. What about an ashtray? Here, look. These are nice. And cheap. She never spends much on us.
That's enough about my relatives, George. You know she's not as well off as us.
Well, what about this vase? Or one of these bowls?
They're pretty. She could put fruit in that. Yes, I think that'll suit her nicely. Well done, George. Now, what about Simon? How about a tie?
Well, you know he never wears them. What about one of these knives?
It's time he learnt to dress like the rest of the world, George. I'm getting him a tie. One to match the shirt I gave him for his birthday. And if he doesn't like it, too bad.
I wish you'd leave the boy alone, Mildred. Let him do what he wants to do. He's got to find his own way.
One of us has got to make him see sense, George. You'd let him do anything. He'll be dressing up in women's clothes next. Here, look, this one's nice.
It's money down the drain, dear.
Oh, this one, don't you think? Yes? Right, that's Simon done. Now, let me see. Oh, that's it. We've got presents for everyone.
Good. Now let's pay for this lot and get back to the hotel. There's a cut-price bar tonight.
Oh, George, look at these rugs. Aren't they beautiful?
And a nice price too, I should think, by the look of them.
Here's the tag. Oh, well, I don't call that dear. I can just see this in the bathroom. I'm sure Simon would like it too.
And how do you propose getting it back? We're already over the limit. Take it in your hand luggage?
I'm sure we could have it sent. Shall we ask if they can arrange that here?
No. Come on.
George, wait!
Come on, we can't afford it. Now, where are the presents? See if you can get them wrapped nicely. Then we won't have to do it.